英语 PK 台，一起学起来。朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文。让我们邀请出电话连线的嘉宾 Judy 老师。 Hello Judy。
Hello 晶晶， Long time no see. Can you hear me well?
Very good. Super good.
Great. Super. How are you doing?
Very good. I enjoyed my weekends. And what about
you? Oh, I enjoyed my weekend so much. It was so sunny outside, so I took many walks. I cleaned my house, and I had a haircut.
Me too.
You see it? I don't see it, but still, like I had a haircut.
好，又是有一周不见了哈。周一开始，老师跟我们分享一下近况啊。就是老师心情不错，这两天北京的天气也很好。看来我们都做了同样的事情。
Yeah, so sunny.
看来我们都做了同样的事情，我们都 had a new haircut.
You too, Jing Jing. Ah, you have it in a ponytail. I didn't see it.
很好。
Hey, but Jing Jing, I don't know if you guys noticed, but Jing Jing also has new lipstick. I really think it looks great on you, Jing Jing. Really, keep it.
Thank you so much. I'll try tomorrow. 谢谢这位老师的问候。今天呢，他为大家带来一篇文章，是来自。同样是名家名篇莫泊桑 We've had his article、
yes.
We've had his works many times before.
Yes, the thing is I really like Maupassant's stories. That's one. And also、he's very famous for his longer novels, but especially for his short stories. And well, if you've been with us for a while, you probably know whyBecause his short stories are always very witty and very clever, and you never really can expect the outcome. You can never really predict the ending until the last sentence, which I really like.
Judy 老师为我们挑选莫泊桑的这篇叫做《嫁妆》的文章。In English, the dowry, dowry,
dowry. Very good, very good. Yeah, nowadays.Women don't really have a dowry, it seems, only in some cultures, I think, still. In, I believe, Indian culture, some families still give dowries. In, like, most European countries, I think, there are no dowries anymore. In China, do women have dowries? I actually don't know that.
We do have dowries, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nowadays.
Wow, I did not know that.
In、
okay.
Chinese, dowry
Learn something
is called,
every day.
In Chinese, dowry is called 嫁妆。嫁妆就是你在出嫁的时候呢，随礼的彩礼啊的这些彩礼，你要给男方家庭的这些值钱的物品、叫嫁妆。
嫁妆。
所以大家一听到这个名字就知道，这篇文章一定是要写这个结婚的事情了，肯定和 marriage 相关。
Yeah, it has to do with marriage.But it's not really a happy marriage, to be honest. It's about a guy who is actually very much a liar.
故事的主人公西蒙勒布律师和科尔迪耶小姐结婚了。婚后的一周呢，丈夫决定带着妻子去巴黎玩，让家境富裕的妻子呢带上好几十万法郎的嫁妆。为什么？因为他急需这笔钱，自己去开自己的工作室和事务所。
Yes, he really wants to use the dowry of the woman to buy his own practice, his own company. And of course, the woman is in love, and she has a very rich dad. Very coincidentally, of course not. The guy chose her as his wife because he knew her daddy was rich.、
Mm.
So they married and everything seemed happy ever after. But then, after they gave the guy the dowry, he does something unforgivable.
刚刚到了巴黎啊，这个科蒂耶尔小姐呢，还沉浸在整个对巴黎的美好的幻想当中，对丈夫的信任当中呢。没想到她的丈夫突然间变得非常的抠门起来，非常冷漠。他有这么多钱，带着几十万法郎在身上，他带着妻子去坐 omnibus， 坐公共汽车，不坐 taxi， 然后呢，要丢下太太自己去车顶上抽烟。这些种种奇怪的举动，而天真的科尔迪耶小姐根本没有察觉。忽然间，有人告诉她说：“
He's gone. He's disappeared. Just, he got off like kilometers ago. What are you talking about?
就在快要下车的时候啊，售票员提醒他说，您该下车了。他说，我的丈夫还没有下车呢。售票员告诉他说，你的丈夫早就已经不知所踪了。
So, you can guess what happened to the guy and also why he disappeared, right?
这像一个电视剧一样的故事。小说故事。
Yeah, a very dramatic one. A 肥皂剧。
对。
A soap opera. Okay.
就像一个肥皂剧。
I hope you guys like it.
一般的剧情。那读起来应该是非常的愉悦了。好，故事介绍到这里，我们一起来读一读今天的美文，请大家跟着我们一起来开展这一场美文阅读之旅。让我们有请出阅读的嘉宾小高老师。
The Dowry by Guy de Maupassant. The marriage of Maitre Simon Lebrement and Mademoiselle Jean Cordier was a surprise to no one. Everyone knew that Maitre Lebrement needed money to buy his own practice. And the father of Mademoiselle Jean Cordier owned 300,000 francs. Maitre Lebrement was a handsome man. Mademoiselle Cordier was graceful and fresh-looking. One wife to be desired. Everybody admired the young couple after their marriage, and they seemed very much in love. When the first week after their marriage was over, he said to her, "If you wish, we will leave for Paris next Tuesday.We will go to the restaurants, the theaters, the concert halls, everywhere, everywhere." She was ready to dance for joy. "Oh, yes, yes, let us go as soon as possible." He continued, "As we must forget nothing, ask your father to have your dowry ready. I shall pay the landlord for my practice on the way." She answered, "All right, I will tell him tomorrow morning."
How, Judy?
I love his pronunciation of French words, I gotta say. Okay, in French, it's Guy de Maupassant, the writer. Okay, I'll start. The marriage of Maître Simon Lebrument with Mademoiselle Jean Cordier was a surprise to no one.
一上来就是法语课啊，今天是 French lesson.
A little bit.
法语课，我们听到法语的发音很好听。我们来看这里的 MSL 和 MJC 啊，是男主人公和女主人公的名字，我们就简称 MSL 和 MJC 了。说这两个人的婚姻呢、
okay.
，was a surprise to no one， 就是说对任何人来说呀，都不感觉奇怪，都不感觉惊讶。
Everyone knew that Maître Lebrument needed money to buy his own practice.And the father of Mademoiselle Jean Cordier owned 300,000 francs.
每个人都知道哈、啊，说这位男主人公呢，也就是说勒布律师啊 ，MLML 啊，他是需要钱 buy his own practice. 这里的 practice 指的是什么？练习？肯定不是。
No, definitely not. To practice is a verb indeed, but as a noun, a practice means.Your own company, like that is usually used for health practitioners or law practitioners. So lawyers can have their own company, and then you call it a law or legal practice.
好的，在和 law 法律相连用的时候 ，practice 理解为是事务所，也可以理解为是自己的生意等等。在这里绝对不是 practice 练习的含义。大家都知道
，exactly、
啊。勒布律师呢是需要钱来开一家自己的 own practice。同时呢，大家也知道，这个科尔迪耶小姐啊 ，MJC 她的 father 父亲呢 ，own 拥有 300,000 多少法郎
，francs。That's a lot of money in those times.
30万法郎。
Maître, yeah, a lot. Maître Lebrument was a handsome man. Mademoiselle Cordier was graceful and fresh-looking.One wife to be desired.
好，大家再来看看这两位男女主人公的外貌情况啊。说这位男士律师呢，是一位 handsome man， 小伙儿啊，特别的英俊。 科尔迪耶小姐呢的外貌同样是非常的优雅漂亮 graceful and fresh looking fresh looking 大家看看 Judy 老师就知道啊，非常的清新优雅。
Yeah, when you know, when you sleep well and you have clean hair and you just shaved for the guys, then you feel fresh. And then you are probably also fresh looking.
清新优雅啊，就是男才女貌啊，男也有貌，女也有貌，男才女貌。One wife to be desired 是一位非常理想的妻子 ，desired 理想的。
Everybody admired the young couple after their marriage, and they seemed very much in love.
这句话是什么意思 ？Everybody admired the young couple.
Well, we all know those couples, right? Like, we know those couples who are seemingly perfect. They never have problems, and they are a match made in heaven. They're so cute together.That is what it means that everyone admired the couple after their marriage.
Admire 是羡慕啊，每个人呢都对这对年轻的夫妇呢是投来了羡慕的目光，大家很羡慕他们的生活，很幸福。And they seemed very much in love. Very much in love 的意思是什么？
过分 in love. Very, very much in love. Like, so in love.That they're just like two little school children, like finally, like finding their first boyfriend or girlfriend, so cute together. Constantly saying sweet things, sweeter than sugar or honey together.
比糖还甜，比甜还糖，比甜还糖。所以 seemed very much in love, 就是非常的恩爱，非常的相爱。外表看上去、
yes.
啊，大家都觉得条件很般配，一切都很不错。好，来看看他们自己的家庭生活。
When the first week after their marriage was over, he said to her, If you wish, we will leave for Paris next Tuesday. We will go to the restaurants, the theaters, the concert halls, everywhere, everywhere.
这婚后第一周啊 the first week after their marriage was over, 刚刚结婚一周还处于 honeymoon 的期间对吧
Yeah, of course, they were like in a honeymoon phase. They were like just married and everything was perfect. And of course, they loved each other very, very much.
还处在这个浓情蜜意中啊，这个丈夫呢就对妻子说，如果你愿意 ,if you wish, we will leave for Paris next Tuesday. 我们下周二啊就可以动身去巴黎了。然后他开始给自己的太太呢描绘了一幅美好的图画。他说 ,We will go to the restaurants, 我们去餐厅 ,the theaters, 去剧院看戏 ,the concert halls, 去音乐厅 ,everywhere, everywhere, 每个地方都去只要你想去每个地方都想去。
Very romantic indeed. She was ready to dance for joy. Oh, yes, yes.Let us go as soon as possible.
好，那太太听到这样的话呢，自然是非常的兴奋，也非常的高兴。这里用了一个句子来表达，说 she was ready to dance for joy. 她高兴的快，已经要怎么 dance for joy 是形容 joyful, exciting.
Yeah, imagine you're very, very happy and excited about something, then you start dancing, right?I do that all the time. I don't know if you do that, Jing Jing, but I do that all the time. When I'm happy, I'm starting to dance. He continued, As we must forget nothing, ask your father to have your dowry ready. I shall pay the landlord for my practice on the way.
女孩子非常的高兴。啊，然后他说 ,Oh, yes, yes, let's go as soon as possible. 好的好的让我们尽快的出发吧。然后丈夫就说 ,As we must forget nothing, 出发前什么叫 must forget nothing? 我们应该什么呀把该考虑的都考虑周全了别有什么忘记的对不对是这个意思吧
?Exactly so, and he's very sneaky in throwing this in a little bit in between the lines, like saying, oh, by the way, don't forget the money part.
其实他就是想非常含蓄的提醒一下啊，提醒一下太太说我们的钱好像没有带够，所以他就说 ask your father to have your dowry ready， 让你的爸爸把你的嫁妆先准备好吧。
I shall pay the landlord for my practice on the way.
I shall pay the landlord 是房东啊，我这不是就要给房东付钱了 for my practice， 给我的律师所付房租了。 On the way 就是在路上。
She answered, All right, I will tell him tomorrow morning.
太太就很天真的回答道说，好的，我明天早上啊就跟父亲说。大家看，这是一个铺垫，对不对？这是一个铺垫的故事啊。如果你的丈夫一结婚一周跟你说这样的话，你会不会有点 suspicious？ 会不会有点怀疑？还是你会 totally trust him？
She totally is in love, and they say love makes blind, right? Well, in her case, also deaf.
所以爱情会使人盲目嘛？就表现在这些地方，一周就跟你谈钱了。好，我们来看看后面的故事。
A big omnibus was passing by, drawn by three big horses which were trotting along. Leverman,
the following
Tuesday, father-in-law and mother-in-law went to the station to say goodbye to their daughter and their son-in-law. The father-in-law said, I tell you, it is very imprudent to carry so much money around. And the young lawyer smiled, Don't worry, I am accustomed to such things. In my profession,I sometimes have as much as a million about me. You needn't worry. The trip to Paris lasted about an hour. As soon as they arrived in Paris, Maître Lebrement said to his wife, Dearie, let us first go over to the boulevard and get something to eat. Then we can quietly return and get our suitcases and bring them to the hotel. She immediately assented.
Oh, yes, let's eat at the restaurant.
Is it far? He answered, Yes, it's quite a distance, but we will take the omnibus. She was surprised. Why don't we take a cab? He began to scold her smilingly. Is that the way you save money? A cab for a 5 minutes ride at 6 cents a minute? You would deprive yourself of nothing. That's so, she said, a little embarrassed.
第三段。
The following Tuesday, father-in-law and mother-in-law went to the station to say goodbye to their daughter and their son-in-law.
好，说着下周二，下周二呢就来了。Father-in-law、mm-hmm. 是什么？法律上的爸爸就是。
That is the father of the person you marry with. Can be boy or girl.
嗯。从男方这边看呢，自己的 father-in-law 也就是岳父啊，自己的 mother-in-law 就是岳母，也就是女方的爸爸妈妈啊。律师的岳母岳父呢就去车站 went to the station to say goodbye to the daughter and their son-in-law， 就去和女儿和姑爷啊 son-in-law 就道别了，就送他们去巴黎了。
The father-in-law said I tell youIt is very imprudent to carry so much money around.
这句话我们要搞清楚这个单词 imprudent.
Very irresponsible, very unwise, and very stupid to do, actually. Not really well thought of.
Imprudent, I-M-P-R-U-D-E-N-T, 它的含义是鲁莽的、冒失的、没有经过仔细考虑的。这个
yeah, too careless.
岳父就告诉他们说，你们随身带这么多钱是非常冒失的啊，实在是太冒失了。
And the young lawyer smiled. And don't worry, I am accustomed to such things. In my profession, I sometimes have as much as a million about meYou needn't worry.
可是这位年轻的律师呢却回答道说，别担心， I'm accustomed to such things. Be accustomed to something 表示什么？习惯于做某事。
To be used to something. Like if you say I'm accustomed to getting up each morning at 7 a.m. Then every morning you usually get up at 7 a.m., even on the weekends. It doesn't matter what time you went to bed. Your body is accustomed to it, so you will get up.
就是习惯了。啊，他说我早就习惯了呀，身上带这么多钱，干我们这行 ，in my profession, I sometimes have as much as a million about me. 这里 about me 等于是 with me 的意思，是不是
？Yeah, he carries with him as much as a million francs. That's really a lot of money. So about here means with me.
说干我们这行呢，有时候我甚至会随身携带100万法郎在身上。您啊是不用担心的，同学们，我们从这里能够看出什么？说明这个年轻人是不是真的非常的 imprudent？
He is very imprudent, but also very clever, very sneaky, I say.
确实是比较的冒失。谁会带这么多钱在身上，而且还经常带？一听到这个，你也得谨慎一下了啊。
Definitely. The trip to Paris lasted about an hour. As soon as they arrived in Paris, Maître Lebrumont said to his wife, "Dearie, let us first go over to the boulevard and get something to eat. Then we can quietly return.And get our suitcases and bring them to the hotel.
好，前往巴黎的行程大概用了一个小时左右 ，lasted about an hour. As soon as they arrived, as soon as 还是挺快的。从荷兰到巴黎要多久
？Only 2.5 hours.
哦，两个半小时啊，那也挺快。
It's great.
也是挺快的。说了啊，一到巴黎。啊，勒布律师呢就对他的妻子说：“亲爱的 ，dearie， let's first 让我们首先去这个 boulevard， 这是什么地方
？Boulevard is a street with all kinds of restaurants and cafes, usually near the harbor, near a lake, where people just like to sunboo and to like show off their outfit, especially in Paris.” They have all these kind of boulevards. It's usually near a very famous building.
在巴黎有很多这样的林荫大道啊，旁边呢可能是公园，也可能是餐馆，非常适合散步休闲。所以他就说，我们首先呢就去这个林荫大道呢，我们吃点东西，然后呢我们 quietly return， 我们安安静静的回来 ，get our suitcases， 去带上我们的行李 ，and bring them to the hotel， 再去回酒店。啊，这个安排啊，看上去是不错的。
She immediately assented. Oh yes, let's eat at the restaurant. Is it far?
Immediately assented. 好，来看这个 assent 是何含义呢 ？Assent.
Well, she agreed immediately. She was like, "Oh, 同意，同意 ，definitely, great idea."
啊，同意的意思 ，assent， 应允了啊，同意了，就说好啊，好啊，啊，反正呢，丈夫说什么都是对的。那我们就先吃东西吧。Let's eat at the restaurant. 远吗 ？Is it far?
He answered, "Yes, it's quite a distance, but we will take the omnibus."
他说还挺远的啊，挺远的。这样吧，我们会乘坐这个 omnibus 这个词，我们节目中以前讲过是什么？公共马车、出租马车 omnibus.
Yeah, an omnibus. Well, you know, this was.In the time that there were trains already, but not really like the 公共汽车 or the bus as we know them. There was only the omnibus, which is a big cart pulled by some horses. And that was like taking people everywhere in the city, just like buses are doing right now in every city.
其实这就相当于那个年代的 public transport.
Exactly so, exactly so.
他们家挺有钱的是吧？
You don't really need to have a lot of money because the omnibus is quite cheap and therefore a lot of people take the omnibus, so it's not really comfortable way of traveling. I mean, if, to be honest, like, if right now I had to choose between a taxi and a bus, I definitely choose the taxi. It's way more comfortable.
啊，再加上人家家里这富家千金，可能从小都没有坐过 omnibus， 人家出门可能都是坐 cab， 是不是？所以
exactly，
你这个丈夫一到巴黎以后，让人家千金小姐坐公共汽车，人家是有点奇怪的。所以 she was surprised.
Why don't we take a cab？
为什么呢？我们为什么不坐出租车呢？
He began to scold her smilingly. Is that the way you save money? A cab for a 5-minute ride at 6 cents a minute. You would deprive yourself of nothing.
哎，这个丈夫还非常微笑的 smiling, scolded her, 责备她说。哎呦，你是这样省钱的吗？啊、is that the way you save money? A cab for 5 minutes ride at 6 cents a minute. 这句话的意思就是说呀，你乘一个出租马车到那个地方需要5分钟的车程。You would
yeah, so it would be £3 for the whole trip, I think, right? Like,
是吧？你这个一分钟的车程就要 6 cents， 多不划算呢、啊、是不是啊 ？You would deprive yourself of nothing。好，我们来看这个短语 ，deprived oneself of nothing。
Well, if you deprive yourself, then you give yourself not what you really need, so to say, or you don't. Yeah, you lose something you actually really need. So in this case.It means like you would lose something. There's no need for to lose it. So why would you spend that money? That's what it means.
Deprives oneself 就是剥夺了什么事情啊？剥夺你自己 nothing. 他意思就是说，你这么过日子啊，那可是要败家的。你要败得一分钱都没有了，你得节约着点花啊。That's so, she said.
A little embarrassed.
有些尴尬。啊，这个妻子就说，嗯，那你说的也没错，嗯
，Yeah， she's like, oh, I'm sorry, but I mean, we should not forget that she's hopelessly in love with him, and she really thinks, oh, I really need to be a good wife, and I really need to agree with everything, and I need to like blah blah blah. She's so in love.
So in love, she's so in love. 她是完全陷入爱情和爱情当中了。老公说什么都是对的。第三段。
A big omnibus was passing by, drawn by 3 big horses which were trotting along. Lebrement called out, Conductor! Conductor! The heavy carriage stopped, and the young lawyer, pushing his wife, said to her quickly, Go inside. I'm going up on top.So that I may smoke at least 1 cigarette before lunch. She had no time to answer. The conductor, who had seized her by the arm to help her up the step, pushed her aside, and she fell into a seat, bewildered, looking through the back window at the feet of her husband as he climbed up to the top of the vehicle. And she sat there motionless, between a fat man who smelled of cheap tobacco and an old woman who smelled of garlic. All the other passengers were lined up in silence.A grocer's boy, a young girl, a soldier, and a gentleman with gold-rimmed spectacles and a big silk hat. They looked like a collection of caricatures. Why didn't he come inside with me? She was saying to herself. An unaccountable sadness seemed to be hanging over her. It's further than I imagined, thought Jean, after 10 minutes. After half an hour, she naturally despaired. How far it is, thought Jean.I hope he hasn't gone to sleep. He has been so tired the last few days.
Judy.
A big omnibus was passing by, drawn by 3 big horses, which were trotting along.
嗯，好，我们来看这个时候呢，一辆大的公共马车 omnibus passing by 就从旁边快速的驶过了。是 drawn by 3 big horses, 由3匹马拉着的车 ,which were, 好我们来看这个词 ,trotting, T-R-O-T.
Yes, to trot, that means to walk very slowly and very steady. So to trot.
Trot 就是小跑着啊，快速的驶过啊，马车三匹马拉着大公共马车，这是快速的驶过了。好，这个丈夫呢就大声的喊叫道说
Lebrumont called out, "Conductor, conductor!"
看来这是一个招手上马车哈、啊，只要你喊售票员儿，售票员儿啊，踩一脚，踩一脚就能上去。啊，喊的 conductor 就是售票员。The heavy carriage stopped. 于是，马上大马车就停下来了。
And the young lawyer, pushing his wife, said to her quickly, "Go inside. I'm going up on top so that I may smoke at least one cigarette before lunch."
律师推着他的妻子。然后呢，一边非常急促地对他说 ：“Go inside, go inside， 快快进去，快快进去。I'm going up on top, going up on top。”
Yeah, he's like really rushing her, and he's really acting a bit strange now, like as if he's in a hurry. So yeah, he's going to sit on the top of the omnibus, not inside the omnibus, so that he can smoke because on top.There's no roof, right? So, like, he can just smoke in the open air without bothering anyone.
丈夫本来应该和妻子是坐在一起的，但是呢，他把妻子先支进去了。然后他说：“我这个时候呢，我得去什么 ？I'm going up on top. 我得到车顶上去。这样呢 ，I may smoke at least one cigarette before lunch. 这样我可以在午餐前啊，至少能够抽上个一支烟。他找了一个这样的理由。”
She had no time to answer. The conductor, who had seized her by the arm to help her up the steps, pushed her inside, and she fell into a seat. Bewildered, looking through the back window at the feet of her husband as he climbed up to the top of the vehicle.
这一幕颇有些奇怪啊，甚至连妻子都没有时间啊 ，no time to answer， 没时间做出回答。于是这个售票员就快速的抓住了他的手臂 ，seized her by the arm， by one's arm 啊，抓着手臂，马上就 help her up the step， up the step 就是马上就踏上了台阶，然后 push her inside， 一个动作，一连串动作非常的流畅，就把她推到了车内。这个时候 ，she fell into a seat。完全是跌落在一个座位上，还没来得及站稳啊！大家看多么的着急啊！这一幕啊
，Yeah, suddenly everyone is being so rushed and pushy, and she's totally not used to this. So what is this? Like, what is happening? What is happening? That's what she said. So she's very bewildered.
好，这个词 bewildered 就是完全是很迷惑的，搞不清楚状况。
Exactly, lost.
哎、
you don't know what's going on. Lost. You think like, oh, what the hell is going on? What is happening?
Totally lost. Got lost. 是啥情况啊？不明状况。Looking through the back window. 不知所措的透过后面的那个窗户呢 at the feet of her husband. 看着丈夫爬上车顶的时候拖在后面的双脚 climb up to the top of the vehicle.哎，这是什么样的车还可以 climb up to the top? 挺有意思的。
It's a very old-fashioned cart behind a horse. Like, usually they had like three floors. They were pretty high, so they could transport as many people as possible.
哦，朱莉老师见过这种类型的马车吗？
I have, actually. Like, in the Netherlands, we have a certain, like, we have one day a year that there's no cars.We call it Carless Sunday. So everyone is like, yeah, not taking their car. And then some places in the cities mainly, like historical places, they have like these old-fashioned carts. And it's so cool to sit in those. I really like those days.
啊，欧洲的传统啊，这种老式的马车顶上还能够站人的。
Yeah.
于是呢，
and we also have a lot of races with a cart and a horse.Like that the people, like, they sit on the cart and, like, they make the horse run really, really fast, and then the horse that comes to the finish the first win. My mom is really good at that.
我们应该上网上去找一找这种马车的图片来看一下啊。好，这个时候我们来看看坐在马车里的这位千金小姐啊，是非常的不自在。
Yeah. As she sat there motionless between a fat man who smelled of cheap tobacco and an old woman who smelled of garlic.
Motionless, 一动不动的坐在那个马车里头 between a man.
Yeah, she was just paralyzed.
僵硬了啊，他身旁是什么呢？是一个 man who smell of cheap tobacco， 一个浑身是廉价烟草味儿的胖男子，和一个满是大蒜味儿的 smell of garlic 的老妇人之间，夹在这两位中间。And 所有其他乘客呢
？All the other passengers, they were lined up in silence. A grocer's boy, a young girl, a soldier.A gentleman with gold-rimmed spectacles and a big silk hat.
好，我们来看看公共马车上坐的这些平民啊，平民的形象的刻画。Line up in silence. 默默地坐在一排，坐在车上，谁都不说话，就像在公共汽车上一样。有一个 grocer's boy, 杂货店卖货的男孩。A young girl, 一个年轻姑娘。A soldier, 一名士兵。还有一位呢是戴着金边眼镜 ,gold-rimmed spectacles, 和一顶大礼帽的 big silk hat, 大丝礼帽的男士、绅士。
They look like a collection of caricatures.
好，这个 caricatures 是什么呢？
Well, actually, it is a French word. It's not really an English word. A caricature is a drawing of someone which is very exaggerated. It's that person, all right? But, like, for example, if in real life that person has a little bit of a big nose, then in the caricature, the person has a huge nose. And then, if a person has very thick eyebrows in real life, then in the caricature...The eyebrows are like this big. So everything is exaggerated in a picture that is a caricature. It's still that person, but everything is exaggerated just to make fun of it.
漫画人物的合集。
Exactly.
就像给每个人都画了一幅漫画，夸张了他的鼻子、眼睛和嘴，但是你看得出来，这个大体的轮廓形象呢，就是这个人。所有的人看上去都像漫画人物的集合。
Yes.And Jing Jing, the funny part of this is, if you ever go to Paris, you can make a caricature of yourself literally everywhere. They have special squares where drawers and other painters sit down. And, like, if you are there, you can pay them some money, and then they draw either a portrait of you, but they also can draw caricatures, which is really funny to do. I definitely recommend that.
Street artists?
Yes.A lot.
如果你要去巴黎的话，朱迪老师说，你可以去在街头艺术家那个地方，让他帮你画上一幅漫画。相信他们是很有才华的。
Yes.
好，群像就是这样了。
Why didn't he come inside with me? She was saying to herself.
为什么丈夫不进来和我坐在一块儿呢？哎，这千金小姐一直百思不得其解 ，saying to herself， 喃喃自语。
An unaccountable sadness seemed to be hanging over her. It's further than I imagined, thought Jan after 10 minutes.
有一种
After half an hour, she naturally despaired.
Unaccountable 是一种莫名的 sadness, 伤感啊，这个时候似乎笼罩着她。哎呀，那个地方啊 ，further than I imagined， 比我想象中的还要远。Thought， 珍妮心里想，大概十分钟。然后呢，半个小时以后 ，she naturally despaired， 她自然的是绝望了。
Yeah, she started panicking. She was like, "Oh, this is really too much. How far it is?" thought Jan. I hope he hasn't gone to sleep.He has been so tired the last few days.
半小时以后啊，他感到绝望了。他说：“还有多远呢？”然后他开始去，他心里犯嘀咕，说：“这丈夫怎么还没回来呀？我希望他不要睡着了啊。” He hasn't gone to sleep. 这些天她一直都很疲倦，所以她还是在给自己的丈夫找理由，对不对？
Exactly. She doesn't even think for a moment that he left or that he has something else to do. She's always defending him. She's always like looking for a good reason for him to do as he does, instead of just saying he did something wrong.
她一点疑心都没起。好，我们继续往下听故事。
Little by little, all the passengers left. She was left alone, all alone. The conductor cried.Vaugirard! Seeing that she did not move, he repeated, Vaugirard! She looked at him, understanding that he was speaking to her, as there was no one else there. For the third time, the man said, Vaugirard! Then she asked, Where are we? He answered gruffly, We're at Vaugirard, of course. I've been yelling it for the last half hour. Is it far from the boulevard? She said. Which boulevard?The Boulevard des Italiens. We passed that a long time ago. Would you mind telling my husband? Your husband? Where is he? On the top of the bus. On the top? There hasn't been anybody there for a long time. She started, terrified. What? That's impossible. He got on with me. Look, well, he must be there. He had a big portfolio under his arm. The man began to laugh.
Little by little, all the passengers left. She was left alone, all alone.
渐渐的啊，所有的乘客呢都下车了，这时候就剩她一个人，孤零零的一个人。
The conductor cried, Vaugirard. Seeing that she did not move, he repeated, Vaugirard.She looked at him, understanding that he was speaking to her, as there was no one else there. For the third time, the man said, Vaugirard. Then she asked, where are we?
售票员这个时候就喊话了，说沃吉哈赫到了。看到他没有动，售票员又重复到说沃吉哈赫到了。他看着售票员，知道他在跟自己讲话，因为车上已经 no one else there， 没有其他人了。售票员最后再次喊道：“沃吉哈赫到了。”于是，珍妮问道：“说 ，Where are we？ 我们到哪儿了
？”This is so recognizable. Like when I first came to China, first to Beijing, I also did not really understand all those names of bus stops and streets and stuff. So they would call it in the bus, and I'd be like.Wait, are we there yet? I didn't even know. It's very confusing if you don't know where you are. He answered gruffly, We're at Vaugirard, of course. I've been yelling it for the last half hour.
售票员回答道说非常生硬哈 ,gruffly, 生硬说我们当然是到沃吉哈赫站了。我已经喊了半小时了 ,yelling it for the last half an hour.
Is it far from the boulevard? She said.
千金问道说这里离那个林荫大道远吗
Which boulevard? The boulevard des Italiens. We passed that a long time ago.
他问道说这里离林荫大道远吗售票员说哪个林荫大道啊就是意大利林荫大道啊我们已经过了内站好长时间了。
Would you mind telling my husband? Your husband? Where is he? On the top of the bus. On the top? There hasn't been anybody there for a long time.
他说我们已经过了那个站好长时间了。啊，那麻烦您能告诉我的丈夫一声吗？你丈夫？他在哪儿？在车顶，车顶，那好半天已经没人了。She started terrified. 她开始有些害怕起来了。
Yeah. She was afraid. She was starting to get afraid. What? That's impossible. He got on with me. Look well. He must be there. He had a big portfolio under his arm.
What? That's impossible. 这什么？不可能啊。He got on with me. Got on, 上车。他明明是跟我一起上的车呀。Look, well, 你好好找找好不好 ?He must be there. 他一定在那儿。我告诉你他的身体特征是什么 ?He had a big portfolio under his arm. 这个 portfolio 就是大的公文包。他腋下呢是加了一个大的公文包。这个时候售票员哈哈的大笑起来。好 ,let's continue reading, Judy.
The man began to laugh. A big portfolio, oh yes. He got off at the Madeleine. He got rid of you, all right. Ha ha ha. She got out quickly and began to cry.
售票员还在看热闹啊不嫌事儿了他说加个大公文包。啊，是的，是的 ，He got off. Got off. 注意，这里是下车的含义。他在马德莲站就下车了。He got rid of you. Got rid of 是摆脱掉某人的意思。All right, 他把你给甩了，对吧？哈哈哈。
She got out quickly and began to cry.
于是女孩
，She cried out loud.
女孩开始，她下车了，快速的下车了，然后开始哭起来。她哭喊道说。
What is going to become of me? Where was she to go? She had 2 francs in her pocket. To whom could she go?
这句话是什么意思? What's going to become of me?
What will happen to me next? What, how do I get by? How do I solve this problem?
我该怎么办呀啊、What is going to become of me? 这时候怎么办呢啊他接下来该去哪儿呢他兜里只有2法郎。To whom could she go? 他能去找谁呢
Suddenly, she remembered. Her cousin lived in Paris. She had just enough to pay for a cab. She drove to his house. He met her.Just as he was leaving for his office.
突然间他想起来自己家还有一位堂兄 cousin lived in Paris. 啊还住在巴黎而且他身上的钱呢刚刚好够来付出租车费。She drove to his house. 于是他就乘车呀前往了他堂兄家。He met her just as he was leaving for his office.而后者呢正好刚刚要出门去办公室。
He was carrying a large portfolio under his arm, one just like Le Brumont had.
他也是啊和乐布一样腋下呢加了个大的公文包。
Henry! She cried. He stopped, astonished.Jean, here, all alone. What are you doing? Where have you come from?
亨利啊，他一看到堂兄呢，就大声喊出来说：“亨利！”后者停下了脚步，感到非常的惊讶，说：“珍妮 ，here, all alone. 你怎么在这儿？而且就你自己 ？What are you doing? 你是在干什么？你从哪里来的 ？Where have you come from?”
Her eyes full of tears, she told him her whole adventure. He listened and then asked, Did he have much money with him? Yes, he was carrying my dowry.
好，这个时候，珍妮的眼中全是泪水 ,full of tears.他把自己的全部遭遇都告诉了自己的堂兄，他听了以后就问道说 ：“Did he have much money with him？ 他身上带了很多钱吗 ？”“Yes, he was carrying my dowry。”他带着我全部的嫁妆。堂兄这个时候非常的警觉，就问他说
：“Your dowry, the whole of it, the whole of it.” In order to pay for the practice, which he wanted so badly.
是的，他带着我的嫁妆，你的嫁妆，全部吗？ The whole of it? The whole of it. 全部，而且是为了付清他梦寐以求的律师事务所的房钱。
Well, my dear cousin, by this time, your husband must be well on his way to Belgium. She could not understand. She stood there, a prey to conflicting emotions, sobbing.
你看，同样是男士啊，一听他一这么说，马上就明白这个事情是什么样了。但是只有这个女孩现在还不明白。Mm-hmm. 哎呀，他说啊，亲爱的堂妹，此时此刻，我恐怕你的丈夫肯定在去往比利时的路上逍遥自在了。Must be on his way to Belgium. 他无法理解，他还站在那儿。A prey to, a prey 是一个什么牺牲品？一个牺牲品。
Yeah, a victim.
一个牺牲品。
A victim, like she could not be other than like all overwhelmed by her emotions.
Conflicting emotion 就是复杂情绪、矛盾情绪的牺牲品。他在那个地方啜泣 ，sobbing。
Then he is a villain. As people were stopping to look at them, he pushed her gently into his house, and he ordered, "Sophie, run to the restaurant and get a luncheon for two."I am not going to the office today.
珍妮哭了起来，她无法理解。作为矛盾情绪的牺牲品，她在 sobbing 抽泣着。她这么说的话，她就是一个 villain。好，来看 villain， V-I-L-L-A-I-N， 一个坏人，一个恶棍。
Yeah, it's a bit of an old-fashioned word, to be honest. Villain is used for a very bad person.
As people were stopping to look at them, 这个时候当路人们都停下脚步啊，开始看向他们。堂兄轻轻地把他推入屋内，命令到说 ,ordered, 说 ,Sophie, Sophie, 可能是他们家的那个。
Yeah, this is chambermaid, like the one who is like housekeeping in his house.
Sophie, 你快去餐厅吧，点两个人的午餐，我今天啊就不去办公室了。故事到这里呢就结束了，这是很令人唏嘘啊！我们以为这个故事还有后续呢，其实它没有后续了。所以
，No, it's an open end. To be honest, I have a theory. I think Henri, her cousin, is actually the one who sold the practice to Lebrumont. That's why he was carrying that portfolio, right?Like, they have the same portfolio. It's quite, like, he doesn't know who Lebrumont is. He just thinks it's just the guy who wants to buy a practice. So maybe he, like, Lebrumont, the husband of Jeanne, actually bought the practice from Henri. And he didn't know that it was Jeanne's cousin. You know what I mean?
是，这个故事有很多种可能的结局，有可能很多种可能的结果啊。连小高老师还怀疑说他俩是不是一起做生意呢？反正 anyway， 这个女孩，那个女孩是肯定被骗了，是不是
？She is definitely being lied to and cheated, but honestly, she learned her lesson too. You know, like love makes blind and also deaf, but it doesn't make a person stupid. It doesn't. It's not a reason to just blindly believe everyone.And especially like after knowing someone for only a short amount of time, I think.
这个故事呢，给爱情中的人，尤其是女孩，敲了一个警钟。不要在爱情当中犹豫，因为爱情的甜蜜呢，就放松警惕。一定要去好好的考察，
exactly.
去观察你所喜欢的那个人，他到底是喜欢你什么。
Exactly. Don't marry too fast.
尤其是不要太快速的结婚。这个文章前面还有一段，就是说这个西蒙勒布律师呢和科迪耶尔小姐他们结婚的时间非常的快，速度很快，就坠入爱河，然后就结婚了。一看就是带着明显的目的去的，就是为了图钱。而科迪耶尔小姐最后是人财两空，得不偿失。为什么呢？就是因为自己不仔细也不谨慎的就把自己给交出去了。
And honestly, eventually we all want to marry a person who doesn't care how much money we have, right? We all want to be loved for who we are and not for how much money we have on the bank account, right?
好，所以这个故事呢，给女孩敲响爱情警钟，还有很多值得回味的地方，我们也可以在直播花絮中和大家再继续探讨。好，感谢大家收听今天课堂版的英语美文，谢谢 Judy 老师，我们下周再见。
Thank you all for listening. See you next week.
Bye bye.